Well, if you've been listening to The Record for a while, you know we like to talk about books on Tuesdays. And when we think book, we think Nancy Pearl. You may know Nancy for her Booklust series or maybe from her work as a contributor to NPR. Nancy Pearl is a former librarian. She's a longtime KUOW contributor, and she is our ace in the hole when it comes to reading recommendations. This week, Nancy recommends Siri Hustvedt's latest novel.
This is called The Blazing World. It's her new book, her newest novel. It came out earlier this year. I just picked it up before I went on vacation. It's not a book I would have taken on vacation with me. This is one of those books that is so gorgeously written and so filled with ideas and characters who are struggling with, in a way, their lives, issues that are personal to them, but that really have ramifications for us to think about. And the main character in this book is an artist, a woman, a not very successful artist married to a much older man who owns an art gallery. And she decides, because her shows have gotten, you know, sort of dismissive, respectful reviews in the major review issues, she decides that for her next shows, she is going to get a beard, if you will. She is going to have a man, an artist, pretend that it's his show. And she does that three times with three different men. And this book is written in the it's organized as though it's a biography of this woman artist, Harriet Burton. And so you get parts from her journals, you get interviews with her critics and her family. And I mean, this is just an amazing, I loved this book. I love this book for the writing, which is a kind of it's the kind of book where you have to put it down frequently because you have to copy down sentences that are so amazing. I mean, it's a sort of book where you think, how could she put words together in a way that creates these sentences that that you just would aspire to if you were writing.
Now, I have to say that this is a name that I recognize, Siri Hustvedt, because I've seen it on books when I go, for example, to University Bookstore, or places at Elliott Bay, places I frequent. But why would I know her writing? She's not sort of a household bestseller, is she?
No, she's not a household bestseller. She's married to Paul Auster. And he talks about her very admiringly of her work. Her first novel, which was called The Blindfold, I was looking back in this notebook that I keep of quotations and ran across several quotations that I had copied down from The Blindfold. But that was maybe 10 years ago, The Blindfold. And so she's just really, and that was a wonderful novel, but in the years since, she's just gotten more and more, just more and more able to convey these big ideas to make us think about this. What is the role of women in contemporary art circles? And, you know, you can generalize that to the world of fiction and whether, you know, there have been lots of studies about whether women are reviewed as seriously or as much.
Well, you bring up a question that I have pondered a lot when I read the so-called literary fiction or serious fiction as opposed to authors like Eleanor Lipman, a writer you and I both like a lot.
Absolutely.
Who's not classified as a serious writer because her books are often funny or have elements of humor in them. I guess that's the same with filmmakers, too. Comedy's not serious. A drama is. But it seems that sometimes books that get the highest praise are often dense. They're not necessarily great stories, or they're just harder going, and that seems like that's judged as a virtue.
Yes, and I think that that's because, in a way, this all goes back to sort of the way I think about what books are composed of and why people read and like the books they do. And it just happens that the people who are doing the judging of these major awards are people for whom plot is not plot and page, the ability to make you want to turn a page to find out what happens next is not the biggest thing that they're looking for. They're looking for great characterization and wonderful, wonderful writing.
You can have all of those things.
You have all those things in every book. The difference is, I mean, you have setting, you have how the book is written, you have, you know, the book style, you have characterization, characters, and you have plot. It's which one is biggest. It's which one is dominating the rest of it and how you read it. So you know, every book has ideas.
Sure.
Stephen King has ideas, but the way the story is told is far different, and I think appeals to a very different kind of reader than a book like The Blazing World would.
Nancy's recommended the novel The Blazing World, and the author is Siri. I'm going to spell this name because you can come to our website, kuw.org, to find it. But in case you're on the edge of your seat right now, Siri is just like Siri with an iPhone, S-I-R-I, and her last name is spelled H-U-S-T-V-E-D-T. Hustvedt. Nancy Pearl, thank you.
You're welcome.